Welcome to Guerrillapreneur, the Art of Waging Small Business Warfare podcast, teaching Davids how to defeat Goliaths. Now here's your host, Mark Anthony Peterson.
Welcome back to the podcast for entrepreneurs, startups, and business mavericks. If you're not a maverick, you don't have to go home, but you got to get up out of this podcast. In this podcast, we teach entrepreneurs how to defeat the corporate giant. Just like in the story of David and Goliath, David defeated a much taller and stronger Goliath not by fighting the giant in hand-to-hand combat, but by using technology. A slingshot. The slingshot allowed the smaller David to attack from a distance that minimized the advantages that Goliath had over the smaller David. My name is Mark Anthony Peterson. I'm a serial entrepreneur, a futurist, and the managing executive at Sierra Consulting, a leading small business strategy and technology consulting firm. I'm also the author of the book Guerrillapreneur, Small Business Strategy for Davids Wanting to Defeat Goliaths, which is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iTunes. This podcast is brought to you by Sierra Consulting. An idea can launch a business. A strategy can take it global. Today is a giant slaying episode. In these episodes, I provide tactics that guerrillapreneurs can use to create executive management capacity or to increase the amount of cash available for investment in disruptive slingshot technology. Slingshot technology is technology that lets you price or serve at the same or better level than the corporate giant. Today, we're giving you part four of a continuing series that we call How to Make a Dollar Out of 15 Cents. As I accumulate more ways for you to conserve cash, I pull together these episodes because I want you to be able to extend your launch runway and give you a greater chance to take on the corporate Goliath. So in honor of David Letterman's top 10 list, let's get started with the top 10 ways to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
So what's the first way that you can conserve cash? Create a side gig for your business. Everyone talks about individuals having side gigs, but your company can have one as well. Did you know that in 2008, Airbnb created a side gig for the company to generate cash to increase the likelihood that they would succeed? They launched a line of cereal boxes for the 2008 presidential campaign, one for President Obama and one for Senator McCain. They sold those boxes at $39 a piece and generated a substantial cash sum that they were able to use to invest in the business. Now, Airbnb is not the first to think of these sorts of ideas of having a side gig. Henry Ford, or Ford Motor Company, created a side gig so that he could pay the workers on the assembly line more money and thus improving their morale and productivity. What was his side gig? Well, how many of you like grilling in the summer? Take a look at that Kingsford bag if you buy Kingsford, because that was the side gig for the Ford Motor Company. They took the scrap off the assembly line and converted that into charcoal and stripped out any remaining chemicals and sold the chemicals and sold the briquettes as charcoal to make additional money that they paid to the line assembly workers. That was a great side gig that improved business and the likelihood that the Ford Motor Company would survive. What's the second way that you can conserve cash? Look for tax programs that pay you cash. A lot of small businesses and startups don't investigate all of the tax programs that can put cash back into their business. One in particular is called WOTC, Work Opportunity Tax Credits. And you get these tax credits when you hire someone from an underrepresented population to work in your business. So if you hire someone that's, say, from an empowerment zone or an underrepresented working class, you can get back as much as $10,000 in tax credits for that individual. That's a huge lump sum when you're trying to get your business off the ground. What's the third way that you can conserve cash for your startup or small business? Look for job and skill development programs that pay your workers to train while they work for you. A couple of years ago, I tapped into a program like that in Alabama, where I was able to get individuals from the age of 18 to 25 to work at a facility, and the state paid them because the jobs that I gave were part of the training programs that the state would fund. I got 5 good workers at no cost. They got a great training, and by the time those workers were finishing up their program, our business had improved enough where I could bring them on as full-time employees, which is what the program is intended to do. Look for those types of programs, and you can get some fantastic workers, some great college students who are nearing the end of their college career, and they're looking for great work opportunities. What's the fourth way? The fourth way to save money for your business or startup is to hire your spouse or your kids. I know for many of you, this sounds completely terrifying. Bring your kids to work, literally. Bring your spouse to work every day. Well, despite the terrifying aspects of that, there are some huge tax benefits from having your family work at your business. Hiring your spouse can increase the amount of money that you can save for retirement. And hiring your kids, because they're in a lower tax bracket, can often reduce the family's overall tax burden. So take a look at that. Talk to your CPA and your accountant and see if this works for your business. And then talk to your counselor to see if it works for your family. What's the fifth way that you can save money for your business or startup? Take advantage again of another one of these tax credits, the Qualified Research Expense Credit. Now, what does that mean? Many of you, particularly startups, are investing in new technology, new products, and new services. And many of the dollars that you spend on research and development could generate a tax credit for you. So here are some of the things that may qualify for this research expense credit: developing a new product, to building a prototype, applying for and developing patents, certification testing, developing brand new technology, environmental testing, developing or improving software tech, building or improving manufacturing facilities, and streamlining internal processes. So if you're doing any of those things, please sit down with your CPA and see if you qualify for these credits. Again, an easy way to get paid for what you're already doing
and put more money back into your business.
Now, what's the sixth way that you can save money for your startup or small business? How about get free consulting? Yeah, free consulting. Now, that may offend me as a consultant, but for you, I want you to bring more to the bottom line. And here are a couple of ways that you can do that. SCORE chapters, there are 300 of those around the country where you can seek out free consulting help. And also the Small Business Development Centers, which are typically located on many college campuses around the country. Ben and Jerry, yes, Ben and Jerry took advantage of these sorts of resources when they launched their business. Because believe it or not, before they launched the business, they didn't know where to set up shop. So they went through these resources to get help on finding the best places to launch a new business. They didn't know what the best business opportunities were. So they used these resources and narrowed it down to, believe it or not, yogurt or an ice cream. And then finally, they used these sorts of resources to figure out just how to make ice cream. No, they didn't go into the business being experts or even hobbyists at making ice cream. So this was a billion-dollar business that started with doing a little bit of research using free resources. There's no reason why you shouldn't take advantage of that in building your business and keeping more in your pocket. What's the seventh way that you can put more into your bottom line and extend the reach of your startup? Customer partnerships. I've talked a little bit about these in other episodes here for Sierra Consulting, but I want to go into a little bit more depth. When you launch a new business, you can partner with a customer and get them to commit to long-term purchases, and you can give them deep discounts in order for doing that. Now, the caveat, to get the long-term discount, they pay the cash up front. That gives you the cash flow you need to invest in your business. So this customer believes you're going to be around, gets value from your technology, and will get extreme value by getting a deep discount for paying up front for a long-term commitment. We did that with our last startup. The company that we tested the solution with, when they decided to go into production with it, we offered them a deep discount for cash upfront in order to set up our network. That cash helped us not only set up the network, but put money into resources to go secure additional clients. So that's an important way to put money into your business and extend your runway. What's the eighth way that you can put more money back into your business? This one's going to sound kind of funny. Recycle. Yes, recycle. What do I mean by that? Well, I'm an avid runner, jogger, walker, and I found myself in many neighborhoods picking up aluminum cans and just bagging them up and throwing them in my backyard. As I did that, the bags continued to grow, and when I took them to a recycling center and found out that
aluminum was selling for 55 cents a pound,
I walked away with a hefty sum of cash that I could use to buy equipment for the business. So that motivated me to go out and see all sorts of metals that I could recycle and get cash for my business. So I continued to collect aluminum cans, picking them up everywhere I could get them, because that's free money. Every time I saw a can, I saw 2 to 3 pennies that I knew would eventually add up to dollars, and dollars would add up to investments in the business. I sought out steel. You wouldn't believe the amount of steel that people put on the side of the road to be picked up by the garbage man. Refrigerators, stoves, washing machines, all of those go for great sums at the recycling center. I knock on the door, asked the individuals if they wanted me to remove it and take it promptly to the recycling center to get a little bit of extra cash. It's not Uber and it's not Lyft, but it gave me a side gig on the hours that I could control when I was doing things to relax, like jogging or walking or just driving around. Tin is also another great metal. Over the years, and I've done this for 10 plus years, I've generated hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in recycling money that's free money laying around on the side of the road or in your neighborhood. A great way for you to start building up a nest egg to launch your business with. What's the ninth way? The ninth way to put more money back into your business is flea market cash. I think most of us have a flea market located near us where you can get a table for as little as $10 and set up and sell to people who come out to the flea market looking for great deals. And I did just that, again, to generate more cash for my business. I had a lot of old stereo equipment, a lot of old VHS tapes, believe it or not, a lot of old VCRs, a lot of old lamps, chairs, and desk and old computers. Took all of that to the flea market, got a table for $13 instead of $10 because that gave me access to an outlet, plugged all those things in so people could see that they were working, and walked away with a ton of cash. I couldn't believe the number of people who still wanted VHS tapes, VCRs, old computers, really old TVs, the big consoles, and sold out of every piece of old electronic that I brought to the flea market and walked back with cash that I could put in my business. So instead of throwing away those items or putting them on the side of the road when you get new tech, keep that tech and go to the flea market and see if you can make $10, $15, $20 an item and walk out of there with several hundred dollars in cash that you can put into your business. Now, what's the last way? Number 10 way to save and conserve money and make a dollar out of 15 cents. Go Gorilla Green. Going green as a business typically has meant putting in energy efficient light bulbs and motion detector lights. Those are all great ways that if you have to pay an electric bill as part of the space that you use to conserve money by reducing those elements. But I want to give you a few more tips that I use
to reduce my office expense.
I print on both sides of the paper. So if I print out a document or print out documents for a meeting, I collect those back, put it back in the printer, and for the next meeting, I'll print out on the other side. Particularly if it's in an internal meeting where it's just me and the team, there's no need for us to throw away those documents or even to put them in the shredder. We'll print on the other side. I also have a desk drawer dedicated to paper for reuse. If I don't print out on the other side, I'll put it in that drawer and use that as scrap paper for taking notes, for drawing up diagrams, for developing the next presentation. What that does is that extends the amount of time that we, or money that we have to spend on getting additional paper for our office. We've had a case in the office now for more than 4 months because we continue to use the paper over and over again until we've exhausted every ounce of white space. That is a way to save some money and really pinch that penny. I want to thank you for tuning in to this segment of CRO Consulting, Bootstrapping Your Business, How to Make a Dollar Out of 15 Cents. Join us next time, and please join us online at YouTube.
YouTube.com/CRO Consulting, CEYERO.com/consulting, or also follow us on Twitter at CRO Consulting.
And join the conversation if you have a way that you save money that I have not mentioned. It'd be a great way to help the community and help startups understand that you can take on the giants, but you have to be flexible, you have to be nimble, and you have to conserve cash.
Gorillapreneurs, Scott Sullivan said it best in episode 7. Be a mace, sharpen those spikes, and remember, if you're not breaking something, your company might be the next thing that gets broken.
Thank you for listening to the Gorillapreneur, the Art of Waging Small Business Warfare podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, you may also enjoy the book Gorillapreneur, Small Business Strategy for Davids Wanting to Defeat Goliaths, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iTunes. Follow Mark Peterson on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Gorillapreneur. Now I want to close with a quote from the great Chinese military strategist Sun Tzu. Victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first, then seek to win. Keep fighting, Gorillapreneurs.